Hey everybody, I'm Kayvon of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is a newly selected Rose Festival princess, Megan Bathurst of Franklin High School. How does it feel to be a Rose Festival princess? Has it sunk in yet?
No, it has not sunk in at all. It's very surreal having people say congrats to me like in the hallway and things like that. It's really weird. You picture yourself in these like very boisterous situations, but you never realize that it's like actually going to happen to you. And I'm kind of in that sense right now.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Why did you choose to go for this?
In all honesty, I had not much else on my plate, and I thought, why not? What do I have to lose?
How does it feel to now represent your entire school?
It feels pretty good. I think that I'm a fairly okay representation of how Franklin is, and I feel really honored. And I just talked to the principal, Mr. Frazier, this morning about it, and he was very happy himself that I got to be the person to represent Franklin.
That's nice. Why is being the Rose Festival Princess important to you, or is it important to you?
It's very important. I mean, you get to represent a whole community of students. Franklin has about 2,200 students, and considering there's one person that represents the whole group is kind of astonishing. It's also really important because I do really love working with our community like in Portland, and even just in obviously Franklin, of course, being involved in band and student government and even like some dance. It's very important. It's very rewarding as well.
You said what?
It's very rewarding. Yeah.
How so?
Just the trust that comes with being in charge of certain things around the building. It's very nice to know that people can trust me.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
What gave you the confidence to do this? I bet it took a lot, didn't it?
Well, I'm a very naturally confident person, so it really didn't take all that much. And my mother, Liz, she tried running back in 1982, and she unfortunately didn't make it onto the court, but a couple of her friends did, and she carried that energy with her through my process of applying for Rose Festival Princess.
What gave you this natural confidence? Where did it come from?
I don't know. It came out of thin air, honestly. I naturally work well with people. I'm very extroverted. So I just kind of naturally had it as a kid. Yeah.
Either you have it or you don't.
Exactly.
Can you talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you?
Oh, the Rose City reunion means a lot. I mean, in my school speech, I really didn't touch on it much. But since we're doing this interview, I think the big thing is that we get to come back to a whole bunch of things that we had missed out on. Band performances, dance, theater. We have at Franklin High School, we have the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee happening this week. That's opening up, I believe, on Friday. And having, you know, the Rose Festival Parade and all these different events that couldn't happen because of the pandemic. And it's just so awesome that we get to do it again, honestly. And being in student leadership, I kind of know what it feels like to not do those things, because we have been unable to do assemblies for a really long time at our school. And we just got to do one on March 2nd, actually. And it was super awesome. And it was really nice just being back and being behind the scenes and just getting the spirit up of all the students. And it's very rewarding as well with that. And I know for some people who do like the floats in the Grand Floral Parade, it's, you know, when they don't get to do that, it's like, what else do I have to do? So.
Yeah, definitely. Besides being a Rose Festival queen, do you have anything else on your plate?
Yes, actually, being involved in band definitely has its pros and it also has its cons. To clarify, I'm not a band kid. I just help around. Mr. Owens, the band director here, is super awesome and very sweet, and he's always welcome for any help of any kind. And this month I have a few things that I gotta help him out with, because, you know, the more help the merrier, right? So just doing that, and I've got to go see the musical. I have to.
Yeah.
I also took beginning acting my sophomore year. So I was like, you know, like I kind of built a connection with the theater, the theater director, Mr. Forsythe, as well. So I just got to go see all these things. And then also my YAC club, the Youth Advocacy Center club that we have here at Franklin. We got some things going on too. We have something on our plates at the moment. So it's just, I got quite a few things, but you know, I'll sift it through. I'll get it done.
Can you tell us a little more about the YAC club?
Yeah. So the Youth Advocacy Center club is a club where we talk about our student health center, and we work with them and try to get students more involved in knowing about the student health center, because quite frankly, not enough people do know about it. And Franklin's very fortunate to have that at our fingertips. And some of the things that we've been planning are doing like wellness week, which similar to like a self-care week, where we, you know, build that sort of awareness for the student health center, and also give resources to students that need, you know, resources, like the PAIR organization. We just worked with them. I can't remember off the top of my head what exactly they do, but I believe it's for houseless teens. So we've worked with them, and we just donated all of our funds for a carnation donation that we did on Valentine's Day. And we've just done like a whole bunch of things that really connect us more with our community, which falls back to, you know, why I signed up for this, because I'm very involved in my community with that as well.
Yeah. What are your future plans?
My future plans are really well thought out, actually.
Really?
I plan on traveling, working. I'm taking a gap year next year because I think we all need it, honestly. And during that time, obviously work and travel. And then I plan on going to Portland Community College and then transferring to PSU. And my goal is to do high school. I want to be a high school teacher.
Okay.
And hopefully in the science category of some form. My absolute goal is to teach astronomy, because I feel like that's not offered enough in schools, and I feel like I could bring that to the table, and I love space and everything about it, so that's just my true passion, my ultimate goal in the end.
Did this passion come from anywhere?
Oh, yeah, obviously. I have so many great influences that I have had over my last 13 years of being in school. I'm only 17, and that sounds so old. Like, it makes me sound old. I've been in school for so long, but you know, that's public education for you. But I've had so many teachers that are so supportive and so helpful and so kind. And I always kind of saw myself as being that person that helps out, and you know, tying back to community continuity with this interview. just so many teachers, and a lot of the teachers that I have had, they went to PSU. So I feel like going there will be very useful. And then I can kind of, you know, maybe if they had some professors, I might get them as well when I'm going there. So, you know, kind of get into their mentality as well and use that for my education, like career.
Definitely. What would you say is your favorite social media app?
My favorite social media what?
App.
App? Oh, Instagram. I only have Instagram, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of told myself I got way too addicted to Instagram when it first came out. And then when TikTok came out, I was like, I can't do this. I really can't. But Instagram is just nice. It's connected me with a lot of people that I haven't spoken to in a really long time. So it's nice. It's very nice. Very useful.
And last question, what type of music do you like to listen to?
Oh my goodness. You, I don't know if this was a prompted question or if this is a question you ask everybody, but I love honestly all kinds of music. I was just listening to jazz right before this interview. I wouldn't say that's my favorite genre, but it's definitely up there, maybe top three. I listen to a lot of rap music and like hip hop music. But also, I mean, some of the mainstream pop is really good. I'm kind of a sucker for it.
Yeah.
It's my guilty pleasure, I guess, is mainstream pop.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Of course. Thank you for having this. This is a really awesome thing that you're doing here. It's great.
I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess Megan Bathurst from Franklin High School. I'm Kayvon reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.